You're listening in on a KXEI conversation. I'm Bridget Thumb.
I'm Petey Mosquiti.
And we're just talking. We're just hanging out, shooting the breeze.
Yeah, talking.
And, you know, breezes are really welcome right now because we're in the middle of a heat wave.
A cool breeze.
Yeah, it's going to cool down on Friday, and hopefully it'll be cool on Saturday because we got a big day on Saturday as part of HoCo Fest.
Yeah.
The Dusty Chaps are going to be performing Saturday. What time?
8 o'clock on stage on Saturday. But, you know, it is cool, the HoCo Fest. And it's the last HoCo Fest after all these years. What, 20-some-odd years over that? What is it? I don't know. But we played a couple others way back when. I know we played a HoCo Fest 10 years ago.
What do you mean when you say it's the last HoCo Fest?
I think it is.
You mean the final fest?
Yeah.
They're putting the fest to rest?
Yeah, they're putting the fest to rest.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's just bringing back all the acts from 20-some-odd years. What is it, 24 years or something?
Who are the Dusty Chaps?
This is what I'll tell you, how it started.
Yes.
I'm in college. It's 1969.
This is Summer of Love.
Oh, gosh. And George approached me and said, well, you're from Kentucky. Let's start a country band. There are only like 4 or 5 of us to start it. And we'd do some gigs, and there were coffee houses up and down 6th Street. 6th Street was a scene. There was the 4th Avenue was not a scene.
Not yet.
Not yet. The Loft was at 6th Street. So we played someplace on the corner of 6th and Park called Helen's Magic Mushroom.
That was the name of the place?
Yeah, yeah. And I think the gig was for, you know, I think we got avocado sandwiches or something for the gig or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got paid with food, with produce.
Yeah, with produce. We put together a little band, country band. We did acoustic at first, and then we branched into electric. And I knew some Johnny Cash tunes and Everly Brothers tunes and through my childhood. And we did those, you know. We had a gig that was going to pay us a lot of money. It was St. Paddy's Day, you know, green beer, and pay the band a little extra money if they come play St. Paddy's. And they said, but I said, I got a field trip. And they said, well, you got to make up your mind. Peter, you're going to go to college or you're going to sing with the band? And so it was like this turning point. So I did drop out of college, and the band started playing pretty regular. At the Poco Loco at Alvernon Speedway was the first real bar gig. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I think it was Thursday night was the big night, but we played Thursday, Friday, Saturday. My joke was it was the only place you ever go to where you wiped your feet when you left. I mean, the place was just a dump.
It's a little crazy.
Oh, it was built like a boxcar. There was a sign, you know, how the fire department out here had a sign, capacity 100. Well, I got about 200 people packed in there. And we played there for 2 or 3 years. We opened for the New Riders of the Purple Sage.
Wow!
In this club, this basement club in Aspen. The New Riders had been associated with the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone thought, we too were associated with the Grateful Dead. So you go in the men's room, people say, hey, how's Jerry doing? I said, who's Jerry? You know, Mr. Naive from Tucson. Oh, God. The New Riders had a pedal steel player named Buddy Cage, and he sat in with us. We didn't have a pedal steel player. And we all just, holy moly.
It's a whole new world.
Oh, my God. We went home, and we found ourselves a pedal steel player ASAP, you know.
Oh, yeah, that opened up worlds.
Oh, my God. I mean, to me still. Ted Hockenberry, well, he's going to be in this gig Saturday night. He was back then. So he's one of the original members that will be there.
He's the guy you got now.
Yeah.
So what's the lineup going to be on Saturday? You and Ted and George.
And I don't think I remember them all, but let me tell you.
How many are there? How many chaps?
11.
Nice.
Yeah, it's an orchestra. It's a big band.
The Dusty Chaps Ensemble.
Oh, my goodness. There's a horn section. It's fun. So what we're going to do on Saturday is reproduce the two albums that came out on Capitol Records. We're just going to play those albums.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. The Domino Joe album, when we recorded that, this was the kiss of death. Let's just let all no gap between the songs. You know, it's like, and it's like, well, disc jockeys hated it. Well, we can't play your song because it doesn't stop, you know.
So, yep. Yeah, the shiny lines are where you aim.
No shiny lines at the top of the album. You are. It's just like, whoa. We thought it was really cool. 1969 to 1978, 79, right in there. That was our time frame. There were so many wonderful bands in this town. People that were there will know, tell you that they could go out and you could spend 4 or 5 hours a night dancing to 4 or 5 different bands.
Mm-hmm. It was honky-tonk heaven?
They were honky-tonks, and they were all wonderful. And I think that's a lot of why people are drawn to this gig in the Dusty Chaps. We represent a time when Tucson just was honky-tonk and lots of good music.
And what was the stumble-in like?
The stumble-in, more university. And then, people coming, and it was more uptown, but it wasn't uptown, but it was more uptown than the Poco Loco. I mean, oh, my God, the Poco. I bet if I say Poco Loco on Saturday night, the place will go crazy.
Just a little crazy.
Oh, what happened at the Poco was it was just a dump. But people started showing up from the foothills of that dump. You know, people were standing on the sides. It just became a scene, you know. It was really magical. And just to pull in there at night and play and, you know, we just had the world. We thought the greatest thing in the world was to have a 45 out.
Two songs.
A 45. So we put out, and to have it on the jukebox in the club you were playing.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we had a couple 45s out, not 33 and a third, but 45s. Ed Ward, a rock and roll music critic and writer, was working for the Rolling Stone, and he heard this album, and he reviewed it.
And that kind of put you on a different map.
Yeah, you know, there are two things that happened right around then. Tom Miller, up till his death recently, was our friend. He got a gig for the Dusty Chaps to play at Safford Prison, which is full of draft dodgers. And he wrote that up for the Rolling Stone magazine. So here we are playing at Safford Prison. Joan Baez's husband was there. We got this great article about us rocking the house at Safford Prison. And Capitol says, man, we got to sign these guys. These guys are so.
You were right there for your time and place.
Time was it, yeah. There were, you know, other bands locally were putting out records too. It wasn't just us, but this was what happened with us, so.
You started out with honky-tonk music.
We took that local album and re-recorded it for Capitol and added a couple tunes. Then we did Domino Joe. This is the funny thing, is what people don't know, is you kept playing. You'd play 9 to 1 at the Stumble Inn, and you'd go down to the studio at 2 in the morning and do some takes. It's like, oh, my God. It was About the time we put out that Domino Joe album, the band was really sort of tired. It was done.
Yeah, the domino effect was setting in.
Yeah, we were done. I'm sure it's a classic story.
It's really cool that you're able to, like, get the band back together and have a gig right now in 2023, post-hiatus.
I know, post-hiatus. I mean, what happened in 2019, we played at the Hotel Congress for our 50th anniversary. And we were given the key to the city, which just still cracks me up. Jonathan Rothschild came on and was very gracious and said, you know, thanked us for being the Dusty Chaps.
And he's a poet, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was, he introduced us that night, and we were given the key to the city, which was this little thing. I wanted some big gold.
Oh, I'm picturing a big key.
I know. I wanted the golden thing. I wanted to run around town wreaking havoc. Let me in. I'm Petey Muschietti.
So you got, like, a key for, like, somebody's diary?
I know. I know. Then, you know, you can't show that and say, don't you know who I am? Here is my key.
I've been hearing the Dusty Chaps on the air quite a bit lately. I think people are getting real excited for your show at Hoco Fest on Saturday.
Yeah.
Heatstroke has been kind of appropriate for the weather we're having right now.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Isn't it a wonderful tune? I mean, summers in Tucson, I just so, you want to celebrate them. They were all about heat. And the town, it was only the locals that stayed in Tucson in the summer, right? So it was really about the locals. And that song just seemed to grab people. And when we sing it Saturday night, you can bet people will be singing along. It just means a lot to people. It means a lot about Tucson Summers. Listen, people sing it to me. They see me. They see me. They start singing. They sing it. I'm not kidding. This is so funny. I recently went to Silver City to sell plants, and a woman who used to run a botanical garden came up and said, started singing it. But here's, this is even better. I was hiking near Aravaipa Canyon, and I was with Ms. Mosquiti, my wife Marion. We were hiking on a trail, and this person come out, and she looks at me. She as she walks toward me, she goes, "It's 110 in Gila Bend, in Buckeye it's 102. And I didn't know who she was.
It's been really great hanging out with the host of Growing Native, the one, the only, Petey Mosquiti here at KXCI Tucson.
How looking delightful.
Oh, super delightful.
Yeah, how lucky for me.
Well, it's super mutual. I feel really lucky to be here Saturday at Hoco Fest.
Yeah, the Dusty Chaps, the big band, the big old band. And it's just going to be so much fun. We're gonna play music that we played 50 years ago in the honky-tonks up and down 4th Avenue, up and down Speedway, you know, and it's going to be a blast.
You're going to play the album as it was meant to be heard, as one long song.
Oh, the Domino Joe album, beginning to end, just like it's supposed to be. It's a horse opera. It's wonderful. Yeah.
8 p.m. at the Hoco Fest at Hotel Congress.
Yeah.
And you're going to be on the plaza?
We're outdoors, mm-hmm. outdoors, yeah.
Under the stars.
Under the stars, yeah.
Don't forget your key to the city.
That's right.
They're not going to let you in without it.
Without the key to the city.
Thank you so much for having a KXCI conversation with me today, Pete.
Yeah, how lucky. Thanks for having me.
Oh.